This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Pentecost Monday. First posted June 16, 2008. Psalm 89:1-4, 15-18. The Lord's Covenant with David. Paraphrase. The psalmist recalls and praises the Lord for his steadfast love and his faithfulness through all generations. The Lord is eternal and his steadfast love and faithfulness are for eternity, and as unshakable as the heavens. The Lord said, I have made a covenant with his chosen one, I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Psalm 89:3-4. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout and walk in the light of the Lord's countenance, who exult, rejoice, in the name of the Lord and extol his righteousness throughout every day. For our strength is glorified in the Lord and our power and might are exalted, lifted up, by the Lord's favor. For our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Those who trust and obey the Lord's word will come to experience and know the Lord's faithfulness and steadfast love. As had the psalmist, David, the great shepherd king of Israel, is an example for all of a person who trusted and obeyed the Lord, had a close personal relationship with the Lord, and experienced and testified to the steadfast love and faithfulness of the Lord. Commentary: The Lord anointed David king of Israel and made a covenant with him to establish the throne of David forever to Samuel 7:13, Psalm 89:20-29. David is the forerunner and example of the promised Messiah Christ, the Anointed One, the descendant of David, and the eternal heir to David's throne, Jesus Christ, in whom God's covenant promise to David was fulfilled. Matthew 1:17, 21:9. David is the example of what we can be, through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. In David's time only a few individuals had a close personal relationship with the Lord. Jesus came to make it possible for each of us to have a close personal relationship with the Lord, which is only possible through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. John 1:31-34. Only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. It is by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we know and are able to express the festal shout, Romans 8:15-16, 1 John 4:1-3. It is by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we experience the light of the Lord's countenance upon us to Corinthians 4:6. It is through the indwelling Holy Spirit that we can exult, rejoice in the name of the Lord and extol his righteousness. It is only by the indwelling Holy Spirit within us that we are spiritually born again, John 3:3, 5-8, to eternal life, and become the spiritual descendants of David and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is only by the Holy Spirit abiding within us, John 14:16, KJV, that we are guided to walk, live, according to his light, and empowered to carry on Christ's mission to proclaim the gospel of forgiveness and salvation through Jesus Christ, Zechariah 4:6c, John 15:4-5. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 11:15-16. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23. Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.